Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
Here we are on our first dates podcast.
Yep. Rory.
But we're not going on the dates today.
No. We've signed up our friends and past.
That was Tyler Schmall underwater.
Past daters. He's in an underwater Starbucks right now.
Yes, we've signed up people that have gone on dates before, and we're going to watch them. We're going to take notes because, you know, we need to take a break for a week. We need to sit back and kind of
see how the pros do it.
Yes, you got to absorb, maybe get some tips and tricks, you know?
Yeah, I need some tips right about now. I feel like I'm about to learn so much from these two beautiful...
Was that any window?
Beautiful young people.
Which you are as well. And also...
Stop, Rory.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and if anybody is listening and they're like, I just have to go on a date with somebody, we can do this for you. We can set you up, and you can go on a date as well with somebody. Yeah, maybe it's Zoe.
If anybody is listening.
That's true. That is the question of the hour. All right, yeah. So who are you bringing to the table for this date?
Well, do I have a lady for Tyler, who is who you're bringing? Her name is Lindsay. She is... beautiful, drinking water. She's very well hydrated, funny, and physically limber. Lindsay, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, drinking how are you? Water.
I'm good. I'm very good.
Welcome back to First
Thank
Dates
Podcast.
Thank you
so much for having me back.
No problem. Our pledge. Really
So for Lindsay, I'm bringing Tyler Schmall, who really knocked it out of the park in the speed dates with you. Tyler, TYLERSCHMALL, the man who graduated recently from college out of Ohio, coming to us from a Starbucks that looks extremely fancy. He is a man of many words. He is silver-tongued. Is really what I want to say. And Tyler, are you here?
Hey, what's up, Rory?
It's weird that you were just doing that in public. He was punching the air.
Yeah, no, people are definitely looking at me right now.
It's good that Tyler's on in a public area. It gives background noise, and it really feels like we're on a date, like at a restaurant.
Well, I feel like I should just share it with the world.
Yeah. Absolutely. Maybe somebody out there will hear our podcast and they'll love it. You know?
And they'll want to advertise.
Yeah, stamps.com. Maybe they're at this Starbucks.
In Ohio.
Ask around.
Please do. Fit that in the date with Lindsay.
Well, sure.
Don't give her any attention at all.
Are you two ready to rumble?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well.
So ready.
Your 25 minutes starts now.
Now.
First dates, first dates, first dates. Come on a date.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi, Tyler. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Nothing. I'm just hanging out.
That's cool.
How was your day?
It was good. You know, it was fine. So, I mean, how was yours? Let's figure that out first.
It was good. I had a snow day. So snowed here.
Good for you.
A lot, yes. And we got the day off from work. My agency never closes, but we closed today. So what about you? How was your day?
It was fine. I'm at Starbucks right now.
I know. It's very fancy. I can see.
Yeah. So, I have some questions. Lindsay, I have some questions I prepared.
If
you would like to hear them, I would love to ask you some.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Question one. If I was a moon... and you were a star. Which galaxy would we be in?
The Milky Way galaxy. This one. The one that we're currently in, I believe.
It's a good choice. You're familiar with it.
I'm no astronomer, but I think that's where we are right now.
Okay, so what's your favorite constellation? Or constellations. I know it's hard to pick.
I know. I think it might be the Little Dipper, because the Big Dipper is like, it's too mainstream for me. Like, I want to go with like, because everyone knows the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper. So the Little Dipper is good. That's good.
You like
what's your favorite constellation?
Oh, hold on, let me just Google some.
You ask me something you don't know anything about.
This one looks interesting.
How about Orion's Belt?
Yes, or Orion's Belt is good. I would say that's okay. My favorite.
Of all of them.
Of all of the constellations. Next question here. Who's your favorite nuclear physicist?
I don't have. There are too many to pick from. Really, I don't have one.
You don't have a single favorite.
I don't have a single favorite nuclear physicist. As hard as that is to believe, I don't have one.
Well, that is a little hard to believe, but I feel like you're dodging the question. But that's fine.
I'm dodging. I'm sorry. Can I ask you some questions when we're done?
Yeah, sure, if you insist.
Okay. All right. Are you done, or do you want to ask me more?
Oh, I have plenty more questions, but I'm willing to hear yours.
I'm totally open.
If you have questions to ask me, I'd be willing to fill them at this time.
Okay. All right. I have one for you. If you were a rock.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I feel like I'm in a lecture.
Real quick, what kind of rock
sedimentary?
Is
this? Well, I'm about to explain.
No, okay.
If you were a rock, would you be sedimentary, igneous, or metamorphic?
Is igneous the one that was once lava?
Yes.
That's the one.
Yes.
Because I feel like
I would
lava as well. Would you?
Also, and as well as I feel that I would pick igneous too, because. You know, sedimentary is built like layers upon layers. I don't want other layers on me.
No, that sounds uncomfortable. I wouldn't want that.
And then lava is cool. Lava's cool, so
well,
I want.
Technically, it's hot, right?
Well, oh yeah, you're right. Okay, well, in a metaphorical sense, I mean, it comes from a volcano and
yes, you know,
so that's my question.
In a metamorphic sense, right?
Yeah. Right.
Anyways. Question here. Oh, do you have another one?
Good for now. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'll go ahead.
If you could only watch one movie for the rest of your life, which Paranormal Activity sequel would you pick?
Well, I have not seen any of them, but I would pick. I haven't seen them, but I would pick two, because I'm guessing that's like. The best. I don't know. I feel like as you get farther and farther from the actual movie, the sequels get more and more ridiculous. And so I'd pick two. And maybe that would be a good, you know, medium.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is the worst one, but that's fine.
It is the okay. It's the worst one. All right. I'm willing to take a hit. And that's the worst one.
Yeah, it's too bad.
I'm sorry.
If there is a God. How long is his beard?
It is exactly 37.8 inches.
Interesting. I was going to say the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Connecting on another level.
Yeah. Now, this one, I really dug deep into your Twitter account, and I found you kind of subtly hint that you might do yoga sometimes.
Only... So, very occasionally.
Yeah, so I kind of did some digging, and so I have a question. If you were a yoga position, which one would you be, and why?
Oh, gosh. This is, I would be warrior two. And I would be a strong warrior too, because I'm a strong person. I'm a warrior, and I'd want to be known as a warrior, and two being the theme here, because I picked Paranormal Activity two,
yeah,
not any of the other ones, because there's Warrior three, and then there's like Rainbow Warrior, which could be
and those
cool
are
too.
Not as good because they're further from the original.
Yeah, because they're further from the original, right? As farther as you get, it gets harder.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no,
Warrior.
I'm definitely following around.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Thanks. So that was
if
a good
I
one.
Had to pick a yoga position,
yeah,
I
what
would
you be?
Pick. Hold on 1 second, please. I'm studying a chart.
Okay. I'm glad you brought this chart to our date. I could have
yeah,
brought
well,
some of my books.
Trust
with
me, I'm prepared. Okay. I would be the bend knee. Is that one?
Bend knee. Most vendors mean.
Okay.
Does that have a stance for me?
That one. Damn this Wi-Fi, right?
Are you having trouble? Do you want to look at some of my books? I have them.
If you have books, yes. You have them with you right now?
I have a book right now. Hold on.
I'd love to borrow one for reference. Okay.
Hold on. Let's see. Okay. How about Mari Chiasana B?
Yes, whatever you just said.
Okay.
Those were words.
That's also the second. A second one.
Oh,
from
so it
A.
fits in with our theme here.
Yes.
Again. we are nailing it.
We're getting along so well.
Yeah, this is going very swimmingly.
I know. So I've assigned you a position now. And if you ever wanna change it, you can. So
I appreciate this freedom. So I have another question for you if you're ready.
I'm ready. Keep the questions coming.
Okay. What is your dad probably wearing right now?
He's definitely wearing a suit.
Is he?
I know for a fact he's wearing a suit because he's at work.
Wow. Very cool. What kind of suit?
Yes. Probably a men's suit. Not a woman's.
Oh, so he's that kind of guy.
He's a guy's guy. He's a guy's guy.
Like him already.
It might be black with some sort of like colorful tie. Like a not too colorful, not too outrageous, but like a colorful tie.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yes. What is your dad wearing right now? If you know.
Let's see here. What time is it? 8:23 Eastern time. He is probably wearing, and don't quote me on this.
Okay.
I think he might be wearing some long johns and a white t-shirt.
A white t-shirt.
I don't know that for sure, but I think that was what he might be wearing right now. Probably in front of the TV watching cable with a bowl of popcorn. If you knew him, you'd get it. But
I know. Hopefully I'll get to know him after this, after this date. What's your mom? What is your mom wearing?
It's a little inappropriate, don't you think?
Sometimes I just don't know where to draw the line.
Yeah, I know. I can tell.
I'm drawing a line here, and it's very squiggly. I don't know how. But so, answer the question.
I don't know. A 90? Do you even call it that still? Is it still called that? I don't even know.
Anybody
weigh in on that?
I accept it. I accept that as the answer.
You wear 90s? Is that? I feel
no,
weird.
I'm not saying that I wear them. I do have long johns, but I don't have a 90.
Very good. So Lindsay. Lindsay, yes. We all know rabbits can't talk, but what if they could?
If they could, I would probably get one. I don't have one. Do you have a rabbit?
No, I don't have a rabbit. I'm not allowed to own a pet. It's a long story.
Is that by law or?
Yes. Yes. Forced upon me.
You're a carrying no pet owner.
Yes, no pets.
No pets.
Blacklisted.
All right, well, this will be a problem because Wappa, do you know who Wappa is? I'm assuming Wappa.
That's your dog?
Yes. you still have to respect him.
No, yeah, I respect animals. I'm just, I don't even want to get into it. It's a long story.
Let's not touch it.
So okay, what did you name your dog Wappa? What does that mean?
I can't remember. Did we talk about this in the lab? I don't remember. Anyway, so when he was young, we adopted him. He was very small, and he was a puppy, obviously. So I called him Puppy. And then his actual name is Cusco. Have you seen The Emperor's New Groove?
Yes.
The Disney movie? So that was his real name. That sister gave him the name of the Emperor. And And so I don't know why, I just didn't, it didn't fit him. So I called him Puppy, and then I called him Papa, and then Wappa rhymes with Papa. So I named him Papa Wappa, and then it just kind of morphed into Wappa. And so that's how Wappa came about, and everyone calls him that.
That's cool. It's a very interesting progression.
Yeah, it was. It was a long one. But it was worth it.
It's good. It's really entertaining, too. I liked it a lot.
Anyway, so, yeah. Do you have any questions? Or?
Yeah, sure. let's see. What year will robots take over the world?
I hope not soon. So maybe after I die, like in
2015.
assuming I die 2 years from now, which I think I will.
Be doing that? Why is that?
I don't know. I just have a feeling. I felt the yoga, really. It's bringing me one step towards death. If I keep going, it's just going to end up in death.
Why? That sounds like a horrible thing to be continue doing then, right?
No, actually, I really like it. I think it's really good for me.
So you'll do yoga because you like it, but it also puts you one step in the grave?
Yeah. I like having one foot in the grave. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, so you like to live life on the edge. That is...
Yes, exactly. On the edge of the grave.
Nice.
Living life on the edge of a grave is what I'm all about. What's your life philosophy? Speaking of life philosophies, what is yours? If you have one.
You ever heard the Bee Gees song, Staying Alive?
Yes.
That's my personal philosophy.
So we have differentiating philosophies, but there's still...
You know what they say about opposites.
They both have to do with live. Yeah. They attract.
That's right.
Okay. I'm down with that. I like that.
Yeah, I really like it.
I think I like it more than you.
So.
So.
Who? Okay, no, sorry. Were you gonna ask me something?
I was waiting for you.
Okay, sure. So who do you think killed Biggie Smalls?
I don't know. I think it's a really hard question. I think this is the hardest one, besides the astrophysicist one.
It's, yeah, it's I think good. It was, if you just explore the evidence.
I wish I haven't. Have you?
I just thought everyone had.
I really haven't. I don't. Could you? Yeah,
public domain.
Could you explain maybe just a couple details, and I'll give you like a roundup of what I think. So maybe it was Tupac.
You think Tupac did it?
Did you think? Yeah, I think he did. Regardless of whether or not he died before or after, I believe.
From the grave.
From the grave. He came back and killed him.
He's him ice his, cold.
West Coast homies.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know. So, I don't know who did it. So
you don't know. So you just wanted my opinion.
Yeah, I was hoping you could help me figure it out, to be honest.
Well, you said that it's public information, so I mean we can always
look at it. So let me give you a scenario here.
Okay, scenarios. I like these.
Okay. There's a sale at Banana Republic.
Okay.
How do you react to that information?
Well, first I would cry. That's how I react to most things. I would probably go online, see if the sale is online, because I don't like to go to stores, and then I would maybe buy a turtleneck.
At a
reasonable price. What would you do?
Oh, I don't think I would go.
You wouldn't
go? I don't think so. No.
Why would you go? Why would you not go? You're not interested in turtlenecks of like a mauve sort of color?
No, not particularly.
What about like forest green?
Oh, I like forest green a little better than mauve. It's because it sounds manlier.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry about
this.
This
is not
comment.
Just green, it's forest.
Let's strike that. It's forest, which means that you're like chopping down trees and things.
Yeah, which makes me feel like a man.
Yeah, I mean, naturally. Yeah. It implies that.
Mm-hmm. So what colors make you feel feminine?
Black.
I noticed you're also currently wearing black.
I am wearing black, and my pants are black too. Look at that. Gray. Like
I'm
a Heather gray.
I'm wearing a gray undershirt. I think it might even be Heather gray shirt. What do you think?
That is, I think that's Heather gray.
Is it?
That's good. It's nice to have a feminine touch as a man. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't, but, you know.
let's just say I
drink heavy beer, if you know what I mean. So.
All right, okay. All right. What you're saying is you're not in touch with your feminine side, or?
Oh, no. I'm very much so. But I'm also very in touch with my masculine side. See, I play no favorites.
Which side? All right. Which side would you say you're more in touch with?
Yeah, you've put me in a tough spot, haven't you? Well, I would say, I guess I would, if I, gun to my head, I'd say masculine.
Okay. That makes sense. I'm glad to hear that.
So
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question for you, actually.
Let's hear it.
What is your opinion on Ugg boots?
Well, they're awesome, one, and they're soft, which is also awesome.
Okay.
Frankly, I think they might just be the best darn shoe ever made.
That was the answer I was looking for.
Do you like Ugg boots?
Honestly, I would have to say that they are the best darn shoe that's ever been made. I was going to actually say those words, but I didn't.
I'm glad you didn't.
Because I wanted you to say them.
Yeah, I did.
I know.
Well, we're fitting together like two puzzle pieces.
I was going to say puzzle pieces.
Were you?
I was really going to, and I didn't.
Wow.
That time, I was being honest. All the other times, I was lying.
You've been lying pretty much this whole date, except for that.
Yeah, I've been lying.
Okay. Well, good, because me too.
Okay. Are we fighting?
Are we? This is our first fight.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Listen, I'm going to go out with my friends tonight, okay?
No, that's not... What the hell? I thought you said you were going to spend the night with me.
No, I told you I was going to do that tomorrow. I said I'm going out with my friends. Steve...
No, you didn't.
Yes. Yes, I did.
I don't even know.
I said I was going to
see his name. I don't know.
Met Steve.
Literally.
Lindsay, oh my God, are you doing this right
now? Literally never. I've met Brandon.
I don't talk to Brandon anymore. I don't talk to him. You know why, and I don't want to get into it again. Okay?
I really like Brandon. Can you just tell me
why
you didn't like it?
You told me. Told me it all.
You
told me everything that you said to me. I know you like
it. Fine. Well, I guess it's your prerogative. They're your friends. I just think he's a good influence on you, you know, having graduated in college.
Hey, Linz, you want to see my degree?
Hey. I would.
Great. Maybe I'll show it to you sometime.
You sure throw it to me?
Yeah, that too. Throw it to you.
Make a paper plane out of it.
I'll have my owl bring it to you, like in Harry Potter.
Owl.
Do you watch Harry? Have you seen the Harry Potter films?
I haven't seen the films. I read books 1 through 4, and then I grew weary of it, and I stopped.
Well, that's insane, but that's cool. I've actually never read the last book, so I'm. Pretty much every day, I'm living in constant fear of somebody telling me how it ends. Still don't know how it ends.
Okay. So. I'm not going to tell you, so don't worry.
You know? Do you know how it ends?
I don't think I do. I thought that I did, but I don't want to be ruining things for anyone.
Well, I appreciate that, as always.
And maybe there are some people listening who haven't found out the end, and hopefully there are someone listening. So
is there hello, is there someone there? I don't think so.
Okay. All
right. I thought I heard something. No? Okay.
It's just the people in Starbucks.
Oh yeah. All my friends here.
Hey, friends. Are we at a party? Did you bring me to a party?
Yeah, I did. Starbucks party.
Why didn't you tell me there was going to be a party here?
I didn't think it was that important.
Well, I think I'd want to know. Like, I look ridiculous. I'm not wearing party clothing.
You look fine. They don't care. They just don't care. It's fine.
They do care.
They don't care. You look fine. Okay. Trust me.
You're fine. Okay. Good. Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can go on from here. Now that we're at a party, everything's changed.
Are you gonna do this?
Let me get it between you two. I don't want you guys to fight. Okay? Let me break it up for a second. How's it going, Tyler? How's it going, Lindsay? You guys doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing fine, Rory.
Glad you guys are at a party. I think you guys should go away from the party. Kind of maybe Tyler, you should start walking her home tonight because you guys only have 3 minutes left on this date, okay?
Where will the night lead? That's my tidbit.
Who was that? Okay.
Sorry. I don't know.
We just can't know.
Okay, so for this next question, let's pretend we're walking home.
We're walking.
So we're walking, and then suddenly...
And there are a whole bunch of people behind you,
Wait a minute, who is that behind me?
I don't know. Well, let's get away from them. So we run.
So we're running, and they're scared.
We're running.
Oh my God, who are those people? I look you in the eye and say, if you could change your name to any fruit, would it be apple, and why?
It would be star fruit. And not apple. Because I'm a star. Mostly.
Yeah, I think I figured that one out.
I think you did.
I think I got you pretty much figured out by now, Lindsay. For instance, your favorite color is blue.
No.
I was close, though.
You were close, considering it's actually it's a mauve.
Before.
That's why I thought maybe I could get you to wear it so that, you know.
Show me off to your friends.
Yeah. This is where I live. In my house.
Well, how much do you pay rent on this?
I pay $8,000 a month.
You only pay $8,000 a month on this place?
Yeah, I know. It's incredible, right? There's one bedroom, one bathroom, and a living room.
Wow. That is cheap. I cannot believe how cheap that is.
Okay, well, before Tyler starts gold digging away at Lindsay's life savings on her expensive apartment, we will come in. How are you guys feeling, Lindsay?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling questioned. I like to be challenged, mm-hmm. So that was good. Mm-hmm. I'm having a good time. I enjoyed the running part because I'm super into fitness. Even though we were being chased by people we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's good. It's been good.
Yeah, we're all pretty into fitness. How are you feeling, Tyler?
Sweaty.
From the run? Or from the apartment?
Just from you know, normal sweating.
Normal sweating, yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm an average sweater. So.
Yeah. All right, so Zoe, you got any highlights of these? I mean, this was quite the date.
This could
have been the best date we've had.
This was quite the date. Tyler, your questions, I don't know where you came up with them. It seems like you put a bunch of words into a random word generator or like the English is maybe your second language. But I enjoyed learning about the constellations. I really liked the celestial theme.
Mm-hmm. That, those were good. Those those were definitely highlights. My favorite highlight was his favorite yoga pose was bent knee, which was really
I forgot about bending.
Really, he came up with that immediately. He was like, "What happens in yoga? Oh, there's bending," and then he just came up with one. I thought that was that shows how quick he is.
Yeah.
And I will be calling Lindsay Starfruit for the rest of her life for sure. Yeah.
Because she's she's a star.
She's a star. I think this man. The good thing about this date. Do you guys have fun?
Yes. Would you really buy a turtleneck?
It was like a really fun date to listen to. It really felt awkward and kind of like a date. And then we got this glimpse of the future with them actually being in a relationship, quarreling a little bit.
It was
the full spectrum of those fights, feelings. It was such an emotional ride. You could be laughing in the background.
Those fights were like hyper realistic. You really like ran the ropes. Of this
literally ran the gambit of things.
The gambit. There you go. That's the word.
Gambit.
So now that you guys are back at Lindsay's apartment, he's walk or run you back home, Lindsay. You have three options here with Tyler. You could you've obviously been perturbed by his odd questions, and you shake his hand and you send him on his way. B, you bring him in for a hug and a kiss, maybe set something up for the future. Something lasting, because you know that you guys can be together, as you guys fantasized about earlier.
There's a future.
Or C, you kind of pull him in for a deep kiss, and you bring him into that $8,000 apartment and start going to town.
These are my choices.
You can make another choice if you want. Those are the bare bones.
I'm gonna pick D. First, I will teach him a yoga class.
Ooh.
And show him there's more to yoga than a bent knee. And in so, I have to invite him into my apartment. And then after he's bent his knees multiple times.
Whoa. Lindsay.
You know, we don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know what's going to happen then.
You're objectifying him on the first date.
I'm sorry.
Feels right.
But it could be a lasting thing.
Oh, beautiful. How do you feel about expanding your yoga knowledge, Tyler?
Reluctant at first, but I think eventually I'll be able to welcome it into my life.
So you will pick up yoga, maybe Lindsay, you'll like search in the public domain for some biggie conspiracy theories or astrophysicists
I will do that.
Maybe you can make a yoga pose based on the death of hip hop's biggest star.
I will do that.
That's how he deserves to be honored.
That's how he'd want to be honored. Anyway, please follow these daters on Twitter. Lindsay is at Quinty Winties. Okay, I fucked this up last time, so you spell it.
So I spell it?
Yeah, you spell it.
Okay,
we're testing you.
QUINTYWINTIES.
And Tyler is at Tyler Schmall. Tyler spelled as you would expect, and Schmall spelled with an S-C-H-M-A-L-L. And then follow me and Rory on Twitter, whatever, if you feel like it, for some jokes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, listen every week, rate us, love us, just, you know. And if you want a date...
Problem,
if you want to date someone, please do.
Absolutely. Valentine's is coming up, so we can set you up. We'll have a date in the public's eye, just like Tyler and Lindsay just fell in love. You can fall in love as well.
Yeah, it was beautiful to watch.
And so until next time.
Happy dating.
Happy dating.
Come with me on a first date. Let's have a first date tonight.